Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks last?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Last. Steve the Thrill, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck to some degree, but it's also up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and as always, we have three stories. You've heard of the movie Four Weddings and a Funeral. We're going to title this one Two Funerals and a Milkshake. Let us start with funeral number one.
Nice way to end a funeral.
You're not kidding.
Let's have a milkshake.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, that even, you know, here's the one when you walk in. I was just at a funeral. They didn't offer something like that.
Where are the milkshakes?
Where are the milkshakes? That's why I'm here. A massive brawl broke out between up to 20 family members, this during for a funeral for an elderly woman in Virginia. And it led to one injury, one arrest, and $20,000 in damage. So according to the Richmond Police Department, they responded to the Rolling Hills Memorial Park at about 1:30 in the afternoon after several reports of a, quote, chaotic altercation between 8 to 20 family members who reportedly were armed. According to Sergeant Aaron Pomeroy, he said it was an instance of family drama that started between a brother and sister who were attending their mother's funeral, but apparently whatever beef they have between each other goes back many, many years. So the brother and sister, they're talking, they got into an argument. Well, the boyfriend came over and encouraged her to walk away. Quote, the brother started beating the boyfriend. That's when it escalated. It became a brawl, and we started getting calls. Now, at some point during the physical fight, the brother got into a vehicle with the intention of driving over his sister. And he did attempt to drive toward the sister, but you know what got in the way? A different female that was attending the funeral ended up sending her to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, in the car, the brother also damaged the grass, knocked over and damaged headstones and vases, and broke a water vein that ejected copious amounts of water and flooded the funeral plot. The driver also knocked over the casket of his mother. They do point out the body did not fall out. Now, when the brother got out of the car, a family member hit him in the head with a cane, which injured him. The cop says they used the cane to try to get him under control. The suspect was hit a couple of times. The cane came from somewhere, from someone who's at the funeral. I don't know that they ever identified where the cane came from.
Not a young guy.
Anyway, no shots were fired, no guns were found, but the brother, 36-year-old, he was arrested for felony assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism. So again, a big-ass brawl breaks out at the funeral. Now we go to a funeral that has a much sadder kind of condition. What was supposed to be a dignified memorial service for Regina Christoph, now is her family suing a New York City funeral home. The 37-year-old died in her sleep, and her family, she died in her sleep. Her family soon after retained the McManus Funeral Home in Brooklyn to prepare her body for the service and burial.
Jesus.
They asked that the funeral be postponed for 2 weeks so that extended family in Florida would have time to make travel arrangements. The medical examiner said that Christoph's body was ready to be picked up by the funeral home the day after her death, and that the staff was alerted ASAP. However, Christoph's body wasn't picked up until about 2 or 3 days after they'd received payment, which was about 2 weeks after she died. Well, Christoph's mother, she said that she has multiple times over the 2 weeks before the memorial service to see her daughter's body, but that she kept getting put off with various excuses, including the body not being clothed, not yet having makeup on, etc. But finally, on the day of the wake, family members were able to finally view Christoph's body, and they say it was a horror show. Quote, her face looked like it was caved in. Actually, it looks like it was burned. His fake skin was melting off of her face. She adds that she saw a maggot emerge out of one of her daughter's eyeballs, and that Christoph's dress was stained, and there were garbage bags wrapped around her neck and feet. The scene was so disturbing that she prevented her two daughters, her granddaughters, ages 6 and 16, from even viewing their mother's body. She says that what was in the casket didn't even look like the person at all. Keep in mind, she's talking about her own daughter. Says it looks like
only 36 years old.
37, but she says it looked like a mud monster. The evidence strongly suggests she had not been embalmed. And that evidence allegedly includes a bad stench emanating from the casket so bad that the casket had to be taken away, which was done by a family member and a member of the funeral staff. Mm-hmm. So those are your two funerals.
All right.
And now we go to the story we call Milkshake. Now, people have been using delivery apps a lot more these days, and the biggest knock on the drivers is when they don't care enough about your order. So maybe the food gets cold or something spills, gets smashed, right? Well, this driver, he cares a little too much, and now he's in trouble. 17-year-old male Chick-fil-A worker in Philly, the Chick-fil-A worker was shot during an argument with the delivery driver about an order. The kid was shot in the leg, thankfully, so he'll be okay. He's in stable condition. But multiple employees say the delivery driver argued with several employees because the delivery order was missing a milkshake. Fair enough. Well, the employees say they agreed to make the milkshake, but that did not calm the driver down. Things escalated, and then the driver shot the 17-year-old before speeding off in a, quote, newer model white Mercedes. Well, the police tracked him down in an alley about 2 miles away. We're assuming he did not make the delivery. A DoorDash spokesperson issued a statement saying they're horrified and appalled by the violence.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Okay.
So those are your three stories.
Okay. The fight that happened in San Francisco.
Virginia.
No, it's Richmond's outside of...
Richmond. Okay.
All right. Little suburb. This one is bad. But they're all family. People are getting hit. Got one guy trying to run over his sister.
But he's only guy. The story that, as best I can tell from the story, everyone else in the family, the brawl, is all dealing with him.
Yes. You've hit a water main. You've broken that. You've knocked the casket off. You flooded the plot that they dug. You knocked the casket off of the gurney.
Thank
God the casket did not open up. You obviously have a problem with your sister.
You don't, sir.
This is a comedy of errors, but one where if you put the Benny Hill theme to it, maybe not bad to watch on video.
Great for video. Bad in general.
The funeral home thing in New York City, that's awful. Here's a couple things I will say. I don't get our fascination with an open casket funeral. I think it's enough to put a picture up of the loved one that they would actually approve of, that they would like of them, and remember them that way, because the last time I've been to grandfather, whoever, I look in there like, God, that doesn't look like my grandfather. It's whatever it is. And why is it my watch?
But that was not the right or wrong, that was not the family's wishes. You're
correct,
not necessarily
correct,
wrong.
Correct.
But
correct.
Understand the fascination or not, it's something people do.
Right. And like,
and look, but never, funeral never home is hired to
you
do
got
that.
A magnet coming.
And they never look the same. But if they didn't embalm the body,
that's bad.
And that's the only thing. Like, whether you get it or not, the funeral home's job specifically in that when they do request open casket.
You're
going
to shoot somebody at Chick-fil-A because they didn't get a milkshake. I'm going to say the massive brawl.
Sucks the least.
They're all family. They know who they are. They know these two don't get along. I mean, this doesn't seem too out of the ordinary.
It does, but I know what you're saying family-wise, dynamic, right?
This
makes
sense.
Where did the Chick-fil-A guy get shot?
In the leg. He will be okay. It's just, but he still got shot. And keep in mind, he was one of the employees. It's not like he messed up the order. He's just the one who got shot. And they said, dude, you're right. We forgot the milkshake. We'll make the milkshake. Hang on. But dude still kept losing his mind about it.
Yeah, honestly, I'm taking the guy in Philly for sucking the least. Now, sure, he shot a dude.
Over a milkshake at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, and he shot a guy.
A lot of people are already dead.
Right, but they didn't embalm the body. That, to me, is awful.
Right.
Like, I would be super pissed. The brawl, they're all family, but also you messed up more than just...
Right, you hit other gravestones.
Right, like, you're messing up everybody's day. Look, this is just... guy's having a bad day. He's a delivery driver. Sure, did he overreact? Yes. But that employee will be okay. And honestly, on some level, I respect this guy's dedication. Like, Ted ordered a milkshake. I'm getting him a goddamn milkshake.
I think I'm inclined to agree with it.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Last if you like KISW on Twitter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.